Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. A popular container plant for growing indoors or outdoors on porches or shady patios during the summer is a wonderful group of plants called bromeliads. Now, this is an incredibly diverse group of plants. They come in many shapes and sizes and colors. We oftentimes grow bromeliads for the beautiful flowers they produce, and some of these flowers occur on long stalks with bright, colorful bracts that grow up from the middle of the plant. Others produce flowers right down in the center of the heart of the plant, but they're surrounded by brightly colored leaves. Now, there are two bromeliads that you're likely already familiar with. First, our native Spanish moss, that gray material that you see hanging from live oaks and bald cypresses, is actually a bromeliad. They obtain the water they need from rainfall when it rains, and they get the minerals they need from the rainwater as well, and they capture the energy of the sun and photosynthesize. The native Spanish moss is an epiphyte, and that means it's a plant that grows upon other plants but doesn't hurt them or take anything from them. So epiphytes aren't like parasites. You don't have to worry about Spanish moss, for instance, if it's growing on a tree. Interestingly, a lot of those tropical, beautiful bromeliads that you'll see at your local nurseries also grow on the branches of trees in tropical areas, and so they're also epiphytes, even though we grow them in containers. Pineapples, oddly enough, that's another type of bromeliad, and pineapples produce that wonderful, delicious fruit that we all enjoy so much. Now, the pineapples that you purchase in the supermarket are harvested green before they're fully ripe, and then they're shipped into the supermarkets. But a plant that has ripened that pineapple while it's still on the plant, well, that pineapple is incredibly delicious. If you've ever been to Hawaii, for instance, you've had the opportunity to eat those pineapples that are fully ripe when they're harvested, and the flavor is simply outstanding. Now, interestingly, you can grow your own pineapples at home. They're not hardy here in the wintertime, so we have to grow pineapple plants in containers, but it's not a difficult project for the average gardener. It takes a couple of years of effort to grow a pineapple, but honestly, when you ripen that pineapple on your plant, it is delicious. And if you'd like more information on growing your own pineapple at home, I've got a great fact sheet on that. You can simply send me an email. And to do that, do an internet search of Dan Gill, LSU Ag Center, and send me an email from my webpage, and I'll be sure to send you that information on growing a pineapple at home. Now, if you buy those beautiful bromeliads in the nurseries and garden centers, there are a few things to keep in mind in taking care of them properly. First off is light. Bromeliads like bright light, but they don't like to be right out in the direct sun for the entire day. So choose a location outside where they get shade through most of the day. A little morning sun is generally okay, or dappled light through the canopy of a tree is fine. If you grow them indoors, and they're lovely grown indoors as well, you want to put them in a nice bright window that gets lots of indirect light or even some sun shining in it. That'll keep the plant happy. Watering is rather interesting. Many of the bromeliads form a vase or a cup in the center of the plant, and bromeliads that form those, you should keep that cup full of water. They can actually absorb water directly into their leaves. But in addition, don't forget to occasionally water the container they're in and wet that medium that they're growing in. After a bromeliad blooms, it will die, but before it dies, it sends up new little plants from around the base of it called pups, and you can separate these little pups off when they're about a third the size of the mature plant and pot them up separately and grow new bromeliads from those little side shoots that the plant produces. So think about growing some bromeliads, a wonderful plant for us gardeners. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.